Welcome to the Joe Schelling Show. I'm your host, Ben Bardo. No, just kidding. I'm Joe Schelling. It's nice to meet you. We're going to have a fun time together. This is the first episode, which makes you an OG. OGs are cool. You're cool. Accept it. Embrace it. So just so you can get to know me a little bit, I'm going to tell you five things I like and five things I don't like. So you can kind of judge for yourself. Hey, I'm going to like this guy, or hey, this guy's a douchebag. Well, a lot of people call me a douchebag, so you're probably going to think the same. But here's five things I like and five things I don't like. Number one, on the things I do like, in no particular order, I like my dog. I have a puppy chocolate lab girl named Sammy. She's almost a year old. She just got fixed, so she has a giant cone on her head. Has to wear it for 2 weeks, but that 2 weeks is almost up. She can't wait to take that thing off. Number two on the things that I like list, I like my family. I love my family. I'm a dad. I have a lady. I love my kids, and that's why I do what I do. That's why I work hard. What motivates me to get up every morning is my family. Otherwise, I'd just be living in a slum somewhere, under a bridge, down by the river. I don't know. I don't know what I'd be doing without my family, but hey, I have them, and I love them. So, number three on things that I like video games. In particular, I love Nintendo games. I think they're fantastic adventures, so much fun. They're very creative, great worlds to explore, and they're just a lot of fun. And since COVID-19, you can't really do much. Video games have been a saving grace. I also play PlayStation games, but I haven't been able to secure a PlayStation 5 yet. It's very hard to find, as you may well know. Been in the waiting rooms online, and it just hasn't happened yet. But I'm not stressing about it. I have my Switch, plenty of fun games, lots of new games to play, and I'm enjoying that to its fullest potential. It's great. And we'll talk about Nintendo games and any other games that I want to talk about on this show. So if you like video games, you might like this show. Number four on things that I like. First, I had Tom Cruise written down, but I crossed out Tom Cruise and I replaced him with sushi. I love sushi. It's beautiful. Especially Wegmans sushi. If you're an East Coaster like I am, I'm from Pennsylvania. You're going to appreciate Wegmans sushi. It's fantastic. I love the tuna. I love the salmon. I love it all. But number four? I'm driving here, as you can hear. And number four, number five, I'll give you two more. Whatever. Get a little bonus if this is five and six. But I love Philadelphia sports. It's my favorite teams. I love the Eagles, Philly, Sixers, and Flyers. Every other team in the world can fuck off. I don't care about any of them, but I do love my Philadelphia sports teams. I'm very passionate about my teams. And finally, I love Howard Stern. Howard Stern is my hero, my true favorite person to listen to be entertained by in the world. I love Howard Stern. Baba Booey, hit him with the hyene. I love it all. And if you know what that means, you're probably going to like this show, because I have the same sense of humor as Howard. I think what he thinks is funny, I think it's funny. But on to the things I don't like. I don't like, number one, snakes. I hate snakes. Hate them. They disgust me. They're the devil's creatures. Nothing good about a snake. They're evil. And they've ruined many a camping trip. When I'm wandering through the woods, enjoying my time, I can't help but think, oof, looking at the ground, is there snakes around? Is there snakes around? I just have complete fear of snakes. Not really any reason. I was never bitten by a snake, as far as I know. I haven't been affected by a snake. I just don't like them. They creep me out. So that's number one on things I don't like. Number two, I don't like feet. I think feet are disgusting, especially really ratchet-looking feet. People wear flip-flops all the time now, and we're forced to look at their feet. And these people, 90% of them, should not be wearing flip-flops. It's just disgusting. Haggard-looking toes. It's just horrible. I don't want to see that. So I don't like feet. Number three on things I don't like. I had a list, but I lost my list. So number three, I don't like bad drivers. I don't. And I'm a professional driver right now. That's what I do. So I deal with a lot of bad drivers. And I don't like when people ride my ass. I don't like when people don't use their turn signal. I don't like a lot of things that people do on the road. So 90% of the time, I'm not being discriminatory. This is just an observation. When I look in the rearview mirror to see who's riding my ass, it's a woman. So what's up, girls? What's up, broads? Why are you riding my ass? But anyway, on to number four, things I don't like. Mexicans. No, just kidding. I love the Mexicans. I do. They're great people. I don't like my town. I don't like where I live right now. Glen Rock, Pennsylvania, not a great town. I'm from Lancaster, PA. My hometown's a great town. I'd live there again if I could. And someday I want to. But raising a family, budgetary reasons and school district reasons, we moved to Glen Rock, Pennsylvania. And it's a sucky town. Good school. Good school. Sucky town. Anyway, number five, things I don't like. I don't like coconut. I don't like the taste of it. I don't like the smell of it. I wish I did. I wish coconut was as appealing as it looks. It grows from a beautiful tropical tree. You know, you can crack it open and drink the juice. It sounds fun. It just tastes horrible. It doesn't work for me. Oh, and I don't like my name. I don't like my name. A bonus don't like. I don't like the name Joe. I don't like it. I wish my name was something else. I wish my name was pretty much anything else. Howard. I like Howard. Tom. I like Tom. I like a lot of things. I just don't like my name Joe. I don't like the name Shelling either. But hey, I'm stuck with it. We're stuck with it. We gotta make the best of it. And that's what I'm gonna do. So, if you are into that stuff, join me on the ride as the Joe Shelling Show takes off like a rocket ship from here on out. We want to end the show on a joke. I'm not a joke guy. I don't like jokes. But as a little treat for you, I'm going to tell you the only joke I know that's not racist. Just kidding, but kind of true. The only joke I remember, it's a good way to end the first show. And here it is. If you're easily offended, you might not like this. You might want to just end the show now. But here it is. Billy and his grandpa were sitting around the kitchen table. And Billy says to his grandpa, "Hey, grandpa, do you mind if I, do you mind making me some eggs?" And grandpa says, "Billy, can your dick touch your asshole?" Billy says, "No, Grandpa. Why?" And Grandpa says, "Well, when your dick touches your asshole, I'll make sure to cook you some eggs." And Billy huffs away in a little bit of anger. A couple days pass. Billy and his grandpa are watching TV. And Billy says to Grandpa, "Hey, Gramps, do you mind if we put the Eagles game on? I'm bored with this movie." Grandpa says, "Hey, Billy, can your dick touch your asshole?" Billy says, "Grandpa, no, you know this." And then Grandpa says to Billy, "Hey, well, when your dick can touch your asshole, you can pick what we watch on TV." Billy huffs again. "Oof, Grandpa." Couple days go by. Billy and Grandpa are back in the kitchen. And Billy's eating delicious chocolate chip cookies, fresh made. And Grandpa goes to Billy, "Billy, let me get one of those cookies." Billy says to his grandpa, "Hey, grandpa, can your dick touch your asshole?" Grandpa says, "Well, in fact, it does, Billy." So, Billy goes to grandpa, "Well, grandpa, if your dick can touch your asshole, why don't you go fuck yourself? These are my cookies!" And that's the end of the first annual Joe Shelley Show. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.